I'm Mackenzie Bates for Alabama Public Radio News. President Barack Obama will travel to Alabama next week to give a speech about the economy. It's the second visit to the state this month. Obama will be in Birmingham Thursday afternoon. The White House has not released any other details about the trip. Earlier in March, Obama traveled to Selma to mark the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. Obama led a symbolic march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, where people who protested their lack of voting rights were beaten by police. And a bill to establish charter schools was signed into law by Governor Robert Bentley on Thursday. APR's Alex Aubuchon has more on how the measure came to be.
A measure establishing charter schools in Alabama passed the Senate without much issue, but saw opposition in the House with several hours of debate. An amended version satisfying opponents finally managed to pass. Anita Gibson is the president of the Alabama Education Association. She says one of those amendments was a big win for state teachers.
We actually were able to get an amendment that will state that the salary matrix for teachers in those schools will be in place, as well as health insurance and retirement benefit.
The law will allow for 10 new charter schools to be established each year and gives local school boards the option to convert an unlimited number of schools to charter status. I'm Alex Aubuchon, APR News.
A brand new festival gets underway today in Mobile honoring veterans. The first annual Arrow Fest will be combining several events into one major festival. The Arts Alive event and the L.A. Gumbo Festival will be joining Arrowfest along with music and televised mixed martial arts bouts. Dave Glassman is a retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Marines and president of Arrowfest. He says along with all of the festivities, there will be some opportunities to help veterans.
An expo that will have an education and career fair, as well as invitation to many of the state-of-the-art technology companies across the country coming in and demonstrating adaptive sporting equipment and mobility devices that they are bringing and offering really exceptional opportunities to our veterans.
Glassman says they are expecting around 30,000 people to attend the nonprofit festival. The gates open at 11 both today and tomorrow. Two-day tickets will be required to get in on Saturday. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley tonight, lows in the mid-40s in central Alabama. Clouds will give way to clear skies later tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and a 50% chance of an early shower in Mobile and the Gulf Coast, lows in the mid-60s. 77 in Mobile, 66 in Jasper and Birmingham, and 59 degrees in Huntsville and Florence. I'm Mackenzie Bates for Alabama Public Radio News.